Is there any way to imagine the excitement Edgar must have felt when the first copy of Tamerlane and Other Poems was placed in his hands? Only one joy was lacking. His name did not appear on the book. Instead, where the author's name should have been were the words, "By a Bostonian." Why did Tamerlane not have his name on it? Why did the author call himself simply a person who lived in Boston? Was Henry Le Rennet afraid that the police would recognize his name and send him to prison for not paying his debts? It is possible. As Tamerlane begins, we find the powerful king, now dying, telling the story of his life to a holy man of the church. The story is one of sorrow for a wasted life. Tamerlane was born a humble peasant and became a cruel king. The dying man realizes too late that in his mad search for power, he has lost the pure love that he shared as a youth with a girl. Edgar was still sorrowful at having lost Elmira Royster. Was it possible that in blaming the desire for power which destroys love, he was blaming himself? Did he believe that by leaving Richmond to go to the university, he had deserted Elmira? That like Tamerlane, he had lost a pure love in his search of power? In May 1827, the printing of Tamerlane and Other Poems was completed. It was a small book which contained about 40 pages. Between 40 and 50 copies were printed, and it sold for 12.5 cents. How excited the starving poet would have been if he could have looked into the future! Of that first printing, only 4 copies remain today. In 1919, more than $11,000 were paid for one of these.